Dick Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for us and high, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Waiting, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Listen, boys and girls, hear that old familiar sound? It means fun and good times for everybody. Yes, sir, the circus is coming to town. That steam carryover starts up. Can't you almost see the circus performers performing right there in front of you? Acrobats and trapeze stars, tightrope walkers, bareback riders, clowns. Yes, and clowns. They're the boys who really put the fun in the big show. I hope you're going to be lucky enough to see the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus this year. You'll enjoy every thrill-packed minute of it. And be sure to watch the clown, especially that famous Wheaties-eating clown, Felix Adler. Listen, you say you didn't know that clowns ate Wheaties for breakfast. But sure they do. Just ask Felix Adler, king of the clowns, and he'll tell you the same thing. Felix, you made a special transcribed message for us. Now, suppose you tell us why you eat Wheaties.
It's lots of fun being a clown and entertaining the crowd, but don't think a clown's life is all fun and laughs. It's plenty of hard work, too. I have to keep in good physical shape just like other circus stars do. And that's why I eat Wheaties for breakfast. I've never found a better breakfast dish for a hard-working man than a big bowl full of Wheaties. With plenty of milk or cream and a glass of fruit juice on the side. That's my breakfast of champions any day in the year.
You hear that, boys and girls? That's the straight dope from Felix Adler, one of the greatest circus clowns of all time. Felix is right on deck to get his Wheaties in the morning, just like Antoinette Cancello, the famous aerialist, Albert Powell, the trapeze artist, and other circus stars who enjoy Wheaties, too. And listen, why don't you join them in a breakfast that helps you go? A breakfast that gives you lots of keen flavor, plus an ample supply of nourishment to help you get started right in the morning. Just put in your order for Wheaties. Once you try those good whole wheat flakes, I'll bet we can put you on our list of Wheaties champions, too. Yes, sir, I know you're going to like Wheaties. Breakfast the champion. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. High up in the snows and glaciers of the South American Andes, Jack Armstrong is seeking out the cave of the glacier. In this cave, the enemy agent Lazaro is holding Whisper and three secret servicemen of the Peruvian government. Right now, while Uncle Jim and the secret service chief Quesada thread the trail through the crisp snow on the mountainside, Jack and Billy and Betty follow close behind. They have nearly reached the mighty river of ice that crawls down the steep mountainside, and they're on the alert for any sign of Lazaro's men. Listen.
There's not a sign of anyone up on the mountainside, Jack. And yet Lazaro knows we're coming to the cave.
But he doesn't expect us to come this way, Billy. He thinks we'll follow the regular trail up the glacier.
And I know what he's thinking right now, Jack. He's trying to figure out some way to get us out of that cave with Whisper and the others.
We'll get in that cave all right, Betty. But it won't be quite the way Lazaro expects.
Surely, it's a break for us that Quesada knows this mountain. Lazaro never figured that we'll be above the cave when we get there.
But I still don't understand just where the cave is, Jack. There's the glacier ahead of us.
That's just the top of the glacier, Betty. The rest of the glacier is down in a big trough that's cut in the mountain. And Quesada said we'll be able to look down into that trough and see the big cave in the end.
Gosh, if that's just the top of the glacier, there must be an awful lot of ice moving down the mountain.
It breaks off into big chunks when the mountain gets too steep. Chunks as big as icebergs. Falls down into the valley below, and then it melts and forms rivers.
And Quesada said that the next chunk to break off will contain the cave, Jack.
That's what Lazaro's hoping, Billy. Look, Uncle Jim and Quesada have left the snow. They've gone up in that big rock that sticks out of the mountainside.
They're looking at something below, Jack. Well, I wonder if they're looking at the cave.
They're certainly looking down at the rest of the glacier, Betty.
It must be a cave, Jack. See how careful they are to keep hidden behind the rock?
They don't want anyone to see them.
I guess it's the kid, all right. Look, Uncle Jim's signaling us to come over there. He's got his finger on his lips. We better not talk too loud.
Oh, do let's hurry. Can't we walk any faster?
Not this high up, Betty. There's not enough oxygen in here. We'll be tagged out in a moment. Your heart wouldn't stand.
My heart's not standing it any too well now, Jack. It's beating like a tom-tom.
And we're all panting like greyhounds after a race. We better save our strength until we need it. Things are going to happen when we start to rescue Whistler.
Listen to that. It sounds like crackling thunder. What is it, Jack?
Must be the glacier, Betty. I've heard they sound that way as they creep down the mountainside.
Boy, think how it must sound inside the cave.
Oh, it must be terrible. Especially when they expect a piece of glacier to break off and go crashing down at the valley.
There's no place to be in just now. Boy, it feels good to walk on rock instead of that snow for a change.
Oh, it's a doggone sight easier to walk on this rock.
Careful now, Billy. Uncle Jim wants us to keep behind that big boulder as we go there. We must be almost inside of the cave.
Now, watch it, Jack.
Whiz.
Look how steep the mountain gets just beyond the boulder.
That's where it gets down to the trough that the glacier cut, Billy.
Oh, look, Jack, you can see almost the whole glacier now. My, I never saw so much ice in all my life.
But I don't see the cave, Jack.
Maybe we can see it from one side of the boulder, Billy.
Uncle Jim's about to tell us something, Jack.
He's out of sight behind this boulder, Jack. The Zorro and some of his men are below it.
All right, Uncle Jim. But we haven't seen the cave yet.
You can see the entrance if you look to one side of the boulder. The entrance isn't very large.
I see it, Jack. And there's Lazaro. Lazaro and two of his men.
Look, I don't see anything of Whistler or the other men. Are they inside the cave, Uncle Jim?
I'm afraid they are, Betty. Senor Quesada says the inside of the cave's very large.
Yeah, that is right, Senor. It is large and beautiful. I was inside the cave 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Well, I thought the cave kept moving down the mountain with the glacier.
Oh, but of course, Senorita. 2 years ago, the cave was higher yet up the mountain.
Holy smoke. You mean it takes 2 years for a glacier to move that far?
Sometimes it takes longer. But the cave, it is not much farther to move. You see, there is the lower end of the glacier. It is not far from the cave. The mountain, it is very steep there. Soon the lower end breaks off. A large piece of glacier. A very large piece will fall down into the valley.
Yes, and it'll take the cave with it. Can you estimate when the glacier will break off, Senor Quesada?
It will not be very long now, Senor. If you will look closely, you will see where the glacier is already beginning to crack.
I see the place, Uncle Jim. There's a fissure in the ice already up near the top of the glacier.
And look at Lazaro, Uncle Jim. He's looking at the crack, too. He's talking to one of his men about it.
I imagine he's trying to figure out how long it'll be safe for him to be near the cave, Betty. He doesn't want to be around when a chunk of glacier breaks off.
Open Jiminy, gee whiz, and he's going to leave Whistler and the others in the cave when it goes.
That isn't all, Billy. When Quesada was held prisoner in the hotel, he overheard the plans of the enemy agents.
Now that we were included in those plans, Senor Quesada.
Yeah, the senor is very right. First, they were going to make you believe that they were the Secret Service men.
Well, gosh, they did fool us for a while. But Jack and Uncle Jim were too smart for them.
They hoped we'd tell them how much we knew, Billy, and how much the government knew.
And then I suppose they planned to capture us. They wanted to bring us up here with Whistler and Senor Quesada's men.
Again, you are right. We would all have been in the cave together.
And when the cave fell down the mountain, Lazard feel free to go ahead with his plan. And the high army would give the signal for the Indian Revolution.
Suffering Chester. I knew that Lazaro was cold-blooded, but I never thought he'd try to get rid of us that way.
This is wartime, Billy. Lazaro's playing for big stakes.
And don't forget that he's after the lost treasure of the Incas, too. Well, Lazaro wouldn't stop at anything to get us out of the way.
Look at Lazaro now, Uncle Jim. He's looking down the mountainside.
He's looking down the trail that runs up to the glacier, Betty. I think he's got a man down there to signal him when he sees us coming.
But if we don't appear pretty soon, he may get suspicious, Uncle Jim. What are we going to do now?
That trail runs way up the glacier, Billy. We're going to hit that trail above the cave and come down from the rear.
But how are we ever going to get into the cave and save Whistler and the others, Uncle Jim?
Lazaro isn't going to wait around too long, Betty. You hear that glacier rumble? It won't be long before a part of it's going to crack off. Lazaro won't wait for that to happen.
I get you, Uncle Jim. We'll come down the trail from the rear and wait until Lazaro and his men leave. Then we'll dash in and save Whistler before the glacier breaks off.
That's right. Now, take a look to your left. You see that outcrop of rock a couple of hundred yards away? Senor Quesada says we can climb down to the trail at that point.
Holy smoke, Uncle Jim. It's going to be hard to get there.
Look how steep the mountain is between us and that rock. Why, it's as steep as a church roof.
But we can walk in the snow, Johnny. We can dig our feet into the snow, and that'll keep us from slipping.
No, you must not, senorita. The snow slides very easily. The least little thing will make it slide.
We don't want to go crashing down to the trail in an avalanche of snow, Betty. We'll have to walk higher up, or it's even steeper. No snow there, and if we're careful, we can make it.
Merry Christmas. We don't need vacuum cups on our feet to stand up. We can make it, Billy. You better get started up again. That glacier sounds bad.
Yeah, we'll start right away, Jack. But I want you and Billy to wait here a moment. If Lazaro or his men should go up the trail for any reason, give me a signal.
All right, Uncle Jim. We'll keep an eye on him until you get to that rock.
Let's go, Senor Quesada. Come on, Betty. We'll have to make haste slowly across that steep stretch.
All right, Uncle Jim. Oh, do be careful, Jack. It'll be just too awful if we started the snow out of the lunch.
We'll watch it, Betty. Careful, Billy. Don't expose yourself. Lazaro might just happen. Now, look up this way. Gosh, I'd like to throw a stone or something down on top of it.
He'd probably just hit the snow and start a slide, Billy.
Boy, that'd be something, Jack. You suppose we could start a snow slide?
Yes, that I think so.
Then why don't we try? Maybe we could bury Lazaro and his men in a snowbank. Then we could rush down, dig them out, and capture the lot of them.
And maybe we'd send so much snow down that we'd block the entrance to the cave, Billy. Then we never would rescue Whisper in time.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Jack. But strong, it'll be a swell way to capture Lazaro.
Look, Billy. Lazaro's going into the cave.
And his men are going with him, Jack. I wonder what they're going to do.
Search me. But we don't have to wait any longer. Let's go and catch up with Uncle Jim.
Okay, come on.
Betty's having a tough time on that steep rock. Hope she doesn't slide down into the snow.
Boy, she better not. She'd start a one-man avalanche of her own.
Uncle Jim and Quesada know how to walk along it.
See how they balance themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Jim is keeping just below Betty, so she slips, he'll catch her before she hits the snow.
Careful now, Billy.
Here's where we start the steep stretch. Throw your balance toward the mountainside, the way Uncle Jim's doing.
I'll try, Jack.
Harder than it sounds. I'll get you close to that snow, Billy. Give yourself enough room to recover if you fall. I'm trying to work my way higher up, Jack. This is like walking up a steeple. Jump to the ice on that rock, Billy.
Looks pretty slippery.
Where is Jack? Oh, I see. Oh, no, he got me.
Pick yourself up, Billy, quick.
I can't, Jack. I'm jumping. I can't stop.
Try to hold out of something, Billy. Pull out your hand. I'm coming after you. I'll grab it.
Don't, Jack. Don't. I'm in the snow. Don't try to stop me.
You bet I'll help you. The snow isn't sliding yet. Give me a hand.
Very hard, Jack. Oh. What's happening?
The snow's moving, Billy. We've started the snow slide.
Don't bother about me, Jack. Keep yourself.
We're in this together, Billy. We're going to be buried in snow for a moment, but keep your wits about you. Don't fight the snow. Slide with it. That's the way. We're going to slide down to the cave in a snowball.
Boy, Jack and Billy are in for it now. They're sliding down the mountainside with ever-increasing speed, belly to their waists, fighting to keep their heads above the choking snow. And they're sliding right down to the glacier, right down to the cave, and right down to one of the most dangerous moments of their lives. You certainly want to be there with them, so listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow to another thrilling episode of The Land of the Sky with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, breakfast is going to be twice as much fun for you, I'll bet, if you can have all the Wheaties you want. Eat a big bowlful of them because you like them. Then, have a second helping just because Wheaties are the best doggone flavor you've ever tasted. I hope you've got two or three of those orange and blue packages on hand. The packages with the famous General Mills trademarks, Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat without a brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Oh, just five Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.